Why is New York State redistricting?
Every state redistricts every 10 years after the census comes out. It's required by the Constitution so that population shifts are reflected in Congress, so that one person, one vote. Where there are more people living in a state, there are more congressional districts. That's why this year, because New York's population increased less quickly than other states, we have gone down from 29 congressional representatives to 27.
Who is counted?
Everyone in the census is counted. One of the issues that has attended this census count is the fact that a number of people have suggested that it doesn't accurately reflect the true number of people in the United States because the number of people who are here illegally or without appropriate documentation are not counted. For obvious reasons, they chose not to cooperate with the census because they were concerned about deportation.
So you could have someone who is here illegally counted to create a district, but they can't vote?
Yes.
There's a big fight down in New York over ethnic and religious districts. So there's a push on for an Asian district. There's a push on for an Orthodox Jewish district. Can you do that?
One of the factors to be considered in any redistricting plan is to have a district reflect the communities of interest within that district. That is, if there is a large African-American, Asian, any type of community of interest in a particular district, that community of interest should be reflected and perhaps have one of their own representing that district. That's what we would call a minority-majority district.
Aren't there concerns if you get into, for example, a religious district that there are potential constitutional violations there?
Any redistricting plan has to answer the Voting Rights Act, and this is one of the primary causes of action. People have sued, alleging that redistricting plans are unconstitutional in that they don't answer the requirements of the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
But there are also issues that there are blacks who are unrepresented, Indians in some areas, Latinos. How do you balance all of these?
Very carefully. It's very hard to come up with a redistricting plan that is constitutional and fair and reflects community of interest, but also handles other interests which have to be accounted for in any redistricting plan, such as contiguousness. You don't want to separate certain political bodies. For example, you don't want to separate a city or a town if possible. They have to be adjacent. That is, you can't have a district which in which there's any line broken, and you want the congressional districts to adhere to the requirement of one person, one vote. That is an exact number of congressional districts, all of which have pretty much the exact same number. That's not a requirement in the New York State Legislature. Districts can be off by as much as 5%.
We have proposed districts here in Erie County that are tied together by sections of the waterfront where people probably haven't lived for 100 years.
That makes it contiguous. Whether or not people are living there is not one of the main determinations. Also not one of the main determinations in New York. And when we talk about what's going on in New York right now, it has to be pointed out that because the legislature has not yet formally passed a redistricting plan, either for the legislature itself or for Congress, that judges have been doing it for them. Right now, a magistrate judge in Brooklyn has issued a map for congressional districts, which has been done because the legislature has failed to act.
Here on You and the Law today, Frank Hausch has been here, and we've been talking about redistricting. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.